Place your right hand over your heart and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Judge Scott Clarkson swore in more than 4,000 new citizens this morning. The Los Angeles Convention Center was packed with candidates who represented more than 120 countries. The most represented are the Philippines, Vietnam, Iran, Korea, and China. The number one country should come as no surprise. More than 1,000 of today's candidates hailed from Mexico, such as Rosa Vernell. She is glad to be finished with the naturalization process.
First, we need to fill the application. Then you take about 2 weeks to receive your first response. And then you go to do your fingerprints. Then after that, about 4 months later, you receive another form to do your test. And then this is the last step.
The naturalization process can be daunting and includes an interview and test with a United States Citizenship and Immigration Service officer. The officer looks for the ability to speak English and knowledge of the United States history. But regardless of how time-consuming the process can be, candidates like Joel Van Camp from Egypt had many reasons to apply.
This is more freedom. We can vote. We can go a lot of position in government. It's like sheriff, like governor maybe in one day.
Whatever the reasons are for citizenship, the naturalization ceremony made sure to highlight the importance of being an active citizen. Z. Bilic, who's originally from Turkey, was pleased with the ceremony's speakers.
I mean, I really appreciated that that's what was highlighted here today. Whether it was the district officer who spoke, or the president, or the court, the judge, that they really underline how important it is to be an active member of your community and to write your own chapter.
And with certificate in hand, these newly awarded citizens can now apply for a passport, vote, and call themselves proud American citizens. Jackie Grant, Annenberg Radio News.